is up to you, my friend. That's a long but you might awake to a brand new life.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 2 years since my last confession.
2 years?
3 years since my last confession.
What sins have you committed?
I hit my thumb with a hammer and I took the Lord's name in vain. I took a handful of sweet and lows from the diner. And I killed a man. And I'm thinking about killing another.
I think we're going to be here for a while.
See, it all started a couple of weeks ago, Father. I was playing in the finals of the tennis tournament at the club with our next-door neighbor, Fred. You and you are about to witness the unveiling of the latest in tennis technology, my brand-new Ulysses 3.
Love that sound.
What do you think? What do you think, huh? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it gives you 10% more power than a Ulysses 2. It cost me a bundle, but I think it's worth it because I can't wait to see the look on Fred's face when he sees it.
Why'd you let that creep get to you?
Because, Angela, the operative word is creep. He's a creep. I mean, he's materialistic. He's pushy. And not for nothing. But ever since his divorce, he's been ogling every skirt in this neighborhood, especially yours.
Tony, I have absolutely no interest in Fred, but you just go right on being jealous.
Angela. I'm not jealous, Angela. It's just that, you know, the way he rides by in an Italian racing bike with them tight spandex pants, blatantly upshifting when he sees you, it just gets my goat.
Forget that guy. He's all pedal and no push.
Hey, ready to hit the court, sport?
Hiya, Fred. What are you doing here?
Well, I figured we'd carpool to the tourney. Weatherman predicts sprinkles, and I don't want to water spot the old Beamer.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want that 750 shrinking to a 325.
325. Well, middle class has to drive something. Oh, Mona, you're a feast for the eyes.
Fred, don't even bother reading the menu.
Angela, you look really hot.
Thank you, Fred.
Oh, new racket, huh?
That's right, Fred. A brand new Ulysses 3.
Check this out.
Ulysses 4?
Yeah. Won't even be available in the States till next year. My accountant got it for me in Japan.
H&R Block sent me a calendar. Get my keys.
Saw you playing doubles at the club.
You did? Huh? Well, I'm not very good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I noticed your grip was wrong. Let me give you a few tips. Now, see, here's what you do. You have, come on. Now, you hold the racket like you're shaking hands. Good. Now, keep your eye on the ball. Very good. Now, stroke. Stroke.
Stroke. No, Fred. No stroke. Bad neighbor.
Bad neighbor, Fred.
Just showing her my technique.
Yeah, I saw. Come on, huh? Let's play tennis, huh, Fred? I am gonna murder this guy.
So, who won the tournament?
I killed him.
That's great! Nice for you!
You don't understand. I really killed him.
Hey, way to knock him dead, Tony.
Hey, yo, Angela, Dad killed Fred.
No, you don't understand. He's dead. Fred is dead. He died on the tennis court.
Oh, no.
Hi, tennis guy. So you murdered him, huh?
Angela, this is not the time.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Fred is dead?
That's what I said. It was in the second game of the third set. I served, and Fred went to return it. And he just dropped. You know, I yelled for a doctor and 8 or 9 guys ran over from the putting green, but... it was too late.
Oh, Tony.
And I said it was his heart. I feel terrible.
I can't believe he's gone.
This is crazy. I mean, he was one of the best tennis players at the club, and now he's gone.
Well, that's life. I mean, one day you're top seed, the next you're landfill. Tony.
Angela, I think I really did kill Fred.
What do you mean?
But when I saw him make that pass at you, I got mad. I got real mad. So I gave him my killer serve, and then my killer return, and then my killer lob, and it killed him. I'm pure evil.
No, you are not.
Yes, yes, I am, Angela. Don't you see? This was a crime of passion. I killed for a woman.
Oh, Tony, that is so sweet.
That is not sweet, Angela. A man died.
Of course. Sweet is wrong.
Oh, I am a terrible person.
No, you're not. Tony, you've got to stop blaming yourself. Don't you understand that this decision was made by a higher order? You are not an evil person.
Oh, don't be so sure, Angela. That's the thing about evil. It hides behind a quick wit and a charming smile.
Tony, maybe what we should do is just put the trophy away. It's just a constant reminder of the tragedy. Okay.
All right. Maybe you're right, Angela, but... you know, I can't help it. I still see that look on Fred's face. Oh. That's the look.
Tony, what's wrong? Who's at the door?
You see him too?
I think I should explain. I'm Ed Hartwell. I'm Fred's brother.
Holy mother of
goodness. Brother, you must be twins.
Good eye, Angela. I hope I didn't startle you.
Oh, no, not at all.
No problem. Come in.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'm Tony Maselli. I'm so sorry about your brother.
Oh, thank you. We had never really prepared for something like this.
Yes, and I'm Angela Bauer. I'm very sorry, too.
Oh, man. Oh, you and Fred really did look alike, didn't you? Huh? I mean, it's incredible. It's uncanny. It's like he's standing right here looking right at me. Right into the very depths of my soul saying, why?
Fred's sudden death was very difficult for Tony.
Well, for me too, especially since I haven't spoken to Fred for 3 years. Not since he had that affair with my wife.
Oh, dear.
She claimed she thought it was me, but hey, we're not that identical.
So you in town long?
Just a couple of weeks to get Fred's affairs in order. But the reason I'm here now is because I heard you were the last person to see Fred alive, and I'd like to know his last words.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
Well, I thought I might use it for the eulogy.
Well, it had something to do with my racket and where I should store it.
That won't work, Graveside.
No, I don't think so.
But that was Fred, all right. God bless
you. Hey, you know, I got something better than last words. You know, Your brother won this 5 times, and maybe it should stay in the family. Please.
Oh, No. A Hartwell never takes a trophy unless he's won it fair and square. But, hey, I'll play you for it.
Play? Play tennis? No. Oh, I've given up the game. But, hey, if there's anything I can do for you, anything, you just ask.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to offer. Well, actually, you know, there is one thing. Can you recommend a good health food restaurant? You see, Doc wants me to watch my cholesterol.
Doc? Well, you gotta listen to Doc. I mean, Fred didn't listen to Doc. You know what I mean? Hey, look, let me do something for you, huh? Let me make you a breakfast. I make a great no fat, no sodium, no egg omelet. Right, Angela?
Is that what that was?
Hey, you people are being so nice. Well, thank you. Oh, by the way, where's the nearest car wash? I drove down from Maine last night, and my car's all, icky.
While you're eating, I'll wash your car.
No,
really. You've been through a lot. It's the least I can do, okay?
Well, much appreciated. Watch the water spots.
You got it, Fred. I mean, Ed.
Fred. Ed.
Ed.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi, Ed. How's it going?
Oh, terrific. You know, in 2 weeks, I have beaten every hot shot at the club. Oh, except for this hot shot. Come on. I'll go easy on you.
Oh, no, Ed. No tenny for Tony. but I'm just glad that you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, but I'm afraid your racket isn't. I broke it.
Well, hey, what's the difference? As long as you broke my racket? I mean, it was supposed to be unbreakable, my beautiful racket. Ulysses. This happened.
The darn thing just went pop.
Pop? It just went pop?
Yeah, well, it must have been when I got mad and I threw it at the wall. Well, nothing lasts forever. You know, that's what Fred used to say. Bless him.
Oh, yeah, but bless him.
Oh, come on, let me pay you for this.
No, that's all right. I was thinking about taking up racquetball anyway.
You really are a good sport.
Yeah, thanks.
By the way, you finished hemming my pants?
Yes, here they are.
Cuffs. Oh, no, not cuffs.
Well, what's wrong with cuffs?
Oh, nothing. It's just my fault. I should have said something. It's that Fred used to wear cuffs.
I'll lose the cuffs.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, this is really beginning to feel like family.
I know what you mean.
When's dinner?
I'll start on it after I finish the cuffs.
No problem. I'll just catch some news on the tube.
Oh,
something that tied me over. Running a little low on the crackers.
Tom, I need this ironed. Use low heat. My spaghetti straps tend to melt.
Yeah, so I heard.
All the power is in the wrist. Now, come on.
It's all right. I'm not really an avid player.
Yeah, that's because you don't know how to play it properly. But a beautiful woman like you on the court, woo, you're going to dazzle your opponents. Now, come on, let me show you. And stroke.
That's it. You know what this means, don't you, Ed? Out. Let's go. You're out of here.
Well, Tony, what's wrong? Buddy, I'm just teaching her how to play tennis.
Well, anybody's going to teach her how to play tennis, I'm going to be the one to teach her how to play tennis.
Oh,
come on,
no,
let's
Tony,
go.
Really? That's no, all right. You don't have
wait,
to
wait,
do
I thought you gave up the game.
Well, I changed my mind. And let me tell you something. I could teach her a few things about tennis, and I could teach you a few things about tennis.
Well, are you challenging me?
Yes, I'm challenging you. Tomorrow, court 3 at 2 o'clock.
You're on.
And you're dead. So you see, Father, that's when I realized it was happening again. I'm doing it again. I mean, not only am I guilty about Fred dying, but now I'm guilty about challenging his brother to a game of tennis. I mean, I want to kill him too. Father?
Will your penance say 10 Hail Marys and I will absolve you of your sins?
Oh, good.
Perhaps you'd like to see me in my office, Tony.
Oh, great. Just like the time I got caught staring at Tracy Robinson's patent leather shoes.
Sit.
Boy, this place hasn't changed much in 20 years, Father. Oh, new crucifix. Thanks. And you know, I really like what you've done with your hair, Father. Very striking, really.
You were always good at stalling, Tony.
Thanks, Father, thanks. Hey, how about that Pope, huh?
Tony, in the confessional, I'm under certain restrictions. But here, we can talk openly. This woman, Angela, the one you want to kill again for? What's your relationship with her?
Well, I've been living with her for about 5 years now, Father.
I see.
Oh, but wait a minute, Father, you don't understand. I have never touched her.
No wonder you want to kill.
But you see, Father, I do have feelings for her. You know, enough that I get jealous if another guy makes a pass at her. That's what got me in this jam in the first place.
I see. Tony, did you really want Fred to die?
No.
Do you wish his brother any harm?
Well, not consciously, Father, but who knows what evil lurks in my heart?
Tony, you're not a killer. What happened on that tennis court wasn't between you and Fred. It was between Fred and God.
Gee, you know that? That's what Angela said.
Smart woman. I wouldn't let her get away. She Catholic?
No.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Well, then, Father, why do I feel so guilty?
As a priest, I don't often have occasion to give this advice, but lighten up! Trust me, you're a good person. You care for others. Stop analyzing and embrace life again. Embrace the warmth, the beauty, the elation, and embrace your faith. That's what he's here for.
Well, Father, you think he wants me to play tennis with Ed?
I don't know what he thinks, but if it were me, I'd play. I'd play knowing I was not going to kill anyone.
Father, once again, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Father.
I just hope you stop worrying about killing people. It's silly to think that you could cause someone to...
Shouldn't Tony be back from the big match by now?
Maybe they're playing to sudden death.
Some people joke about death because they're afraid of the unknown, while others joke about death because they are adolescent and insensitive.
I am so ashamed I could die.
Oh? How'd the big match with Ed go?
I murdered him. 616 love.
Oh, I scared you. You should have seen the looks on your two faces, huh?
Tony.
Yeah.
People joke about death. If they are afraid of the unknown, or else they're insensitive adolescents.
Lighten up. You're starting to sound like Angela.
I got it. Oh, Ed. Buddy, what are you doing here?
I just came to ask you one
thing. Oh, no way. No more favors, no more cooking, no more guilt.
I just want my pants back.
Oh. Hey, look, Ed, I'm sorry. I only had time to do one cough.
That's okay, Tony. I'll have them done when I get back home.
Oh, you leaving?
Yeah, in the morning. My brother's affairs are finally in order. And look, I want to thank you people for your hospitality because I couldn't have gotten through these past few weeks without you.
No. We're not going to fall for that again, Bob. What do you want from him?
I just want you all to have happy and healthy and long lives.
It's very clever, sir, but we're not that dumb. We think Tony's done quite enough for you.
Oh, you're not kidding, and I think I really took a little advantage. Tony. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. Why don't you have dinner with us?
What? You're letting him do it to you again?
No, I'm not, Mona. No, I'm not. I think Ed really means what he says. And besides, Mona, I want to do this. You know, we never had the chance to honor Fred's memory. What do you say?
I'd really like that.
Come on, we'll eat, we'll drink, and we'll pay our respects to Fred. You know, we'll think about all the wonderful things about Fred we can remember, huh?
Well, we'll think of something.
Yeah. Angela, oh, please, Angela. Let me show you how to do this, please. See, look. Look, look. Hold the racket like that, see? And then stroke. 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 Stroke.
Good housekeeper. Good, good, good housekeeper.